Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November the 9th. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 13.5 cents, closing at 340¾. January beans down 20¼ cents, closing at 991. And December wheat down 8.5 cents, closing at 406¾. Well, we were higher before the report came out, despite what's going on all over the world because of the election. The report came out very bearish. The corn yield, 175.3. That was almost 2 bushels above last month's estimate, where most people were looking for a slight decrease. That gives you a carryout of 2.4 billion. That's up almost 100 million from last month. The world stockpiles on corn just lowered slightly, but still darn near a record at 209.4. The beans came in at 52.5 bushels. That's up over a bushel from last month and half a bushel over what they were looking for. Gives you a soybean carryout now at 480 million bushels. That's up 85 million bushels from last month. They increased the exports by 25 million, but they cut the crush by 20 million. It's a huge number, leaving that 480 carryout. I mean, it's just enormous. World stocks on the beans are up 4 million metric tons. You know, I don't know what we're going to do with all this grain, frankly. But, you know, considering everything else that was going on here, I'm not sure that just 20 lower in the beans and 13 lower in the corn was all that bad. But I still think, as I've been thinking for the last 2 months, that November was going to be a down month, that these reports were going to be bearish, and that we could see some lower prices and then rally it sometime December 1st or January 1st. And I still stick with that. The outside markets, I really think, had very little, even though the gold broke 60 bucks an ounce off its highs. The silver broke 70 cents off its highs. The bonds are down 5 full basis points. We're down to 157 on the bonds. We haven't been this low, I think, since January. Interesting thing in the bonds, as the election results were coming in, they rallied the bonds 3 points off the day lows. They broke them 8 points off of that. So we had an outside up day and an outside down day all in the same day. I don't know whether I've ever seen that before. Fairly unprecedented. But again, I don't think it had much impact on the grains. The Dow Jones rallied 1,100 points off of last night's lows. We were down about 800, currently up 287 in the Dow. So all the talk about, you know, the world markets crash with Trump being president didn't come to fruition, with the Dow up 290 here, just a few points off its highs. So I think this volatility is going to continue here for a while. I'm not sure that tomorrow we don't break the Dow and rally the bonds a little bit. I think the grains are going to stay under some pressure here. It's hard to figure why they would rally right now. The funds are still heavily long beans, heavily long oil. The oil was down a full penny here today. Bean meal was down 4.30. They're still long a bunch of oil, a bunch of beans. I think that's a problem. They're short the wheat and the corn. So, you know, if we do get this break here in November, I certainly want to be buying it at some point, but probably closer to the end of the month. This last week, we've seen some really unprecedented things out here. So we're doing what we always do, looking for the opportunities when they come. We had an opportunity to buy some new crop November bean puts out here at reasonable prices. We'll see where we go out here. Well, with my belief is we're still going to lose 4 million to 6 million corn acres. So I don't want to be bearish new crop corn out here. I think we've got some upside potential out there. But the next couple of days, next couple of weeks could be an issue for the grain markets out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.